Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And it's so much fun when I get to have one of my good friends on, and that is Paul Hamby. He's back with us today. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great, Beth. Good to be with you.
I was talking to my producers. We were going on the air. You know, I always sing that little intro song. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been selected here in my local area. They're doing a fundraiser, and I've been selected for a Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
And we have to dance three dances, and one of them I've chose is my theme song, so I'm going to be dancing to that.
Well, I hope we get some video of that.
Well, you get the video, or you can come to it, you know. If you pay a little dollar or two, you could come to it. That'll be next spring, and I'll give the dates and everything, because I think the audience is the judge, so I need to kind of stack the deck a little bit. I think I'm going to need to stack the deck a little bit. Anyway.
I don't think you would, and I bet you are a very graceful and beautiful dancer.
Well, I've never danced, so I'm learning. So other than high school, when we make up our own moves, you know, I've not really ever danced. So I'm learning, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's been a good release from the office and all the politics. So when I get to practice dancing, I'm not thinking about politics, but today we are thinking about politics. We've got a big debate coming on tomorrow. Or tonight, I'm sorry. Tonight. I keep thinking this is Tuesday.
Yes, actually two. I believe they're doing the pre-debate with the second-tier team, and then the main debate are both tonight.
Yes, yes. And what time is the first one? It's probably pretty early. I won't make it to that. I doubt it.
I think it's 5 a.m. Central, or I'm sorry, 5 p.m. Central Time.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure of that, but and they're on CNN this time.
Yes.
Which I'll have to confess, it took me a while to find CNN on our directory.
Yeah, I don't know for sure where that's on.
I never watch that channel.
I'm not sure where it's at on mine either. I think it's there somewhere, but I don't go to it too often. And we should. We got to know what they're saying out there. And I do try and watch the mainstream media, but I just don't always get home in time to watch much of anything. And then I plop there in the evening, and I turn on Fox News, and I get mad at them as well. So.
Absolutely.
Well,
yeah, everybody has their own slant on things.
They do. They do. Well, Paul, I want to thank you again for sponsoring the show and being with me since day one. You know, today is number show 1,143. Yes,
wow.
I count them. I count them every day.
That's a lot of shows.
It is a lot of shows, and I've had a lot of fun with it, and it's a challenge, to say the least. It's a challenge. Doing the show is not the challenge. It's keeping everything going that's the challenge. But you've been with me from day one, and I want to thank you for that. And you can visit his website by going to HambyDairySupply.com. That's HambyDairySupply.com. And he chooses the topics that we talk about. We try not to just talk about Hamby Dairy, although that is something very near and dear that we want to push. But today, Paul chose to throw out a question to you, the listeners. He wants to hear from you. So, Paul, I'm going to let you take it.
Well, tonight's the debate. There's going to be 11 people on the stage in the main debate. And we would like to know what you, the listeners, want to hear discussed. What is the issue or topics that you would like to see the questions asked tonight? So give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind and on your heart. What is most important to you in these debates and this election and for our country? So we'd like to hear from you. And in the meantime, Beth and I have a few things that we'll throw out that were important to us. But we really want to hear from you, the listeners, to find out the heartbeat of the country. What's going on out there? What's on your mind?
And that number to call is 877-895-5410. Again, it's 877-895-5410. You know, my loyal listeners should have that taped on their phone. Or if they've got the cell phone, it ought to be on the speed dial. It ought to be right there for them.
Yeah.
Well, you had four topics that you wanted, and then I decided, you know, I wanted to put down what I don't want to hear about. I'm sick and tired of hearing about women's rights. I think it's a stupid topic that the Democrats like to harp on. I don't think it's necessary. I don't feel that I'm oppressed in this nation in any way, shape, size, or form. And that's something I don't want to hear.
Well, do you think it's maybe a diversion sometimes
to
avoid talking about the real issues that are important?
Well, or an excuse for other things. It's their excuse for Planned Parenthood. It's their excuse for Obamacare. And it's their excuse for a lot of the welfare. But I don't believe that it's legitimate. And I do not feel as a woman that I'm oppressed. Are things tough? Yeah, they're tough. But I think they're tough for the men as well. But I don't feel that I'm oppressed in this nation.
Well, don't you think that today women and men and minorities, everyone has the best, most equal chance in our history?
It's better than it's ever been.
I think so.
And I think that's to everyone. Some people have a disadvantage. Maybe they've started, in a rougher area of their lives, you know, and then sometimes we get in those areas, whether it's decisions or choices we've made or things that have just happened in life. So it's maybe not equally accessible, but it is equal to everyone to grab, I think.
And, that's part of the key of what's made America great, was that we had opportunity. If you go clear back to before the country was founded, people came here, and it was an open slate, open country, and you could come here and work hard, and from nothing you could become successful. And that's been the story of our country for, you know, hundreds of years, and it's part of the allure and what makes America such a great place in the eye of the world, because people from any walk of life can become successful here.
I think that is absolutely true, and we have seen that. I mean, we've seen that in some of the celebrities, you know. You've seen some of them come from absolutely nothing, whether it's in a music career or an acting career. And we've seen what Ben Carson has done, his story, where he came from a very poor family where there was no father, and the mother was doing her very best to raise those two boys. We've seen those success stories. They're out there. That doesn't mean it isn't tough. But we absolutely have that pursuit of happiness. We have that.
Well, we do. And it seems like there's such a push to make everything easier in this generation. But easier doesn't mean more successful. And easier absolutely does not mean that people are happier. Sometimes fighting that tough battle to get where you want to be just makes it worth so much more, and the feeling of personal satisfaction that comes from that. There's nothing wrong with hard work and sacrifice along the way.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think we also have to judge what success really is. You know, we're not all going to be the rich Trumps and Koch brothers and some of these other large names with money, the Soros or whoever. You know, we're not all going to be rich and successful in that manner. But there's another line of success, and that would be at home there with your family or doing what you love. Even if you're not getting rich at it, doing what you love. If you're happy at what you're doing, you know, that's what Derry Brownfield used to say all the time. If you're happy in what you're doing, then you're successful.
That's right.
And we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We want to know what your four top topics that you want or issues that you want to hear discussed tonight on this debate, or what is it you're really, really looking for out there. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. Paul and Beth Ann will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit, have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or you who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Paul Hamby. We've put out a question to you, the listeners. What are the four top issues that you want to hear discussed tonight at the debate? And we have some callers. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Morning, Beth. What I would like for somebody to ask Mr. Trump is this country is so divided from the bottom up, from the police department to the prosecutors to the, it seems so divided in the local areas, and in the political it's divided too, and the White House is seems so divided. What's he going to do to bring it back together, and why is he running for president? He don't need the money.
All right. No, he doesn't need the money, does he?
I've had several people ask me in the last week, why is he running for president? What is his motivation? Larry, are you still there? Can you? What do you think the answer to that is?
I think he wants to change some things in there. I don't know if it's for the better or the worse, though. You don't know until he gets in. That's the problem. We don't know what to do until he gets in, because it's anything to get in. Once they're in, then they flip-flop.
So you think he's sincere?
I think so, but who can tell?
Yeah, that's true. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I think it's an interesting question. You know, I saw a clip from him speaking at that big rally yesterday, and it seemed to me that there was an awful lot of cheerleader and not much in substance. He was pounding his fist and saying, we're going to change this and change this and change this, but there was no substance as how. And, a lot of emotion on issues that many of us feel near and dear about. But I agree that we need a major change in the course of the ship, but we have to know how we're going to get there.
That's been going on for lots of presidencies. They say anything to get in, then once they get in, then they just seem like they turn, don't do what the people vote them to do once they get in.
Larry, when we were talking about this ahead of the show, one of the things that kind of surprised me, and I even wrote this down, was that my list of things I want changed and I want discussed is the same as it was in the 2012 election, mm-hmm. and the 2010 election, and the 2008 election, and nothing's changed. You know, we get people who say they're going to change, but it's still the same old. So I think that's why people are upset, because, you know, when you change from Democrats to Republicans and you get the same outcomes in Congress, then maybe we need a different kind of change.
Yeah, by them doing that and saying that, though, it seems like they're breaking down the society that voted them in, you know.
Yeah, they don't seem to care about that, though, Larry, because they can go through that all over again. You know, the election process is that. It's a process. Well, we can start up with new lies or new ways to spin things. And I do believe, and I don't know if you agree with me or not, Paul, but I believe that is why these top four runners right now in this campaign are really non-established GOP. It's because the people are angry. They're tired of they keep talking about signing these loyalty pledges. Well, when do the American people get a loyalty pledge?
That's a good question.
You know?
Now, Larry, you mentioned how is Mr. Trump going to make the divided country more together? And I think that's an excellent question, and I think all of them need to speak to that, because Obama promised to do that, and in the years he's been in power, we've gone the other way.
Yes.
You know, relations between the races have gotten worse, and so we really do need someone who can bring us together as Americans, not divide us based on gender or race or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Larry, you're going to watch it tonight, right?
Well, I don't watch much TV, but I'll hear.
Well, we want you to watch it tonight, okay? I appreciate it. I'm going to let you go because we've got some callers holding. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. We have Craig from Nebraska. Craig, how are you today?
I'm great, ma'am. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to ask our candidates, what are they going to do to bring gross domestic product back into the United States and get jobs running more efficiently as far as...
That was kind of on my list, yes.
Yeah. I'd like to hear from all of them what their thoughts are on getting that back into America, bringing our factories back to America and giving people employment.
I had that down as jobs in America. Can the government create? The government can't create jobs, but it certainly can take them away. And the TPP versus free market and things that we see going on and the things that the government seems to be doing to stifle jobs and productivity here in the United States. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I think it's a very important issue, and we've sent a lot of manufacturing overseas in the last 20 years. And, of course, a lot of that is based on prices. So mm-hmm. one of the things that has to be addressed is if we bring manufacturing back, are Americans willing to pay higher prices for goods produced here in America, which is often going to be the case. So it's not an easy question, but if we go back to the GOP front runner again, Mr. Trump, you know, pounds his fist and says that he's going to do that, but he hasn't given us any specifics of how he's going to do that.
He knows how to make deals. He keeps saying that. I know how to make deals. I know smart people.
But, you know, we have cases all over the country, and the TV show Shark Tank kind of points it out on some of these cases where things are made in America. We have new startups still in America that are starting manufacturing and can be competitive. It can be done. We just need some more specifics on how they're going to create government policy that makes that easier to happen here in America.
Well, I do think, and maybe I'm just grasping here, but I do think that Trump has a business head. Obviously, he's been quite successful. So I do think he has a business head, and I think he might be instrumental in that. But what kind of deals is he going to make? Are they going to be more of the trade that we've seen where it's taking things out of the nation, or is it going to be something that brings it back, as he's saying? You know, that's my concern. But I think that he does have a good business head. He's obviously got a better one than I've got. So.
Well, one of the things that's important, we're not going to stop importing things. And I think our people in government who negotiate with the other countries through treaties or tariffs or whatever it is, we can manufacture things here in America that are needed around the world, and we need to have that balance of trade. You know, Paul Harvey talked about that mm-hmm. almost all the time. Mm-hmm. What is the balance of trade? We need to export an equal amount that we import, and I think that would be a good place to start. But I would like to hear those candidates speak to this tonight. It's a great question, Craig.
Yeah, Craig, is there anything else that you're looking for tonight?
How we're going to get rid of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have the opportunity to do that, and they keep pushing that to the side, don't they? All they got to do is defund it.
All right.
The more entrenched it gets, the more difficult it becomes, though.
That's right.
That's right. It certainly
right.
has not done any of the things that it said. We don't have everyone with health care now. We don't have lower prices, and we don't have better care. They have not achieved anything that they said it would do.
And we have worse coverage.
We do.
We have worse coverage.
Less coverage at higher prices.
That's right. It's done the opposite of what it was supposed to do. There may be some that now have insurance that didn't, but then there's some that did that don't. So it's not doing its job. Anything else, Craig?
I don't believe so. Thank you for your time.
Well, I'm going to challenge listeners, too. This was actually an idea of my producer. I want to challenge the listeners that when you watch the debate tonight, now I'm going to confess that I'm not going to do this myself because I have to, I'll make my own decisions as I take notes as I listen to the debates. And sometimes I give up on that, but I take notes and make my comments throughout. But when it's all said and done, don't listen to the commentators tell you what was said. Make your own decisions and make your own, form your own opinions on that. So I'm going to challenge all of you for that tonight and see how that goes. Thank you, Craig, for your call. We have Alfred from Missouri. Alfred, how are you today?
Yeah, good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Alfred.
Good morning.
You asked the question, what I would like to hear him discuss. We're supposed to be a constitutional republic, so why don't they discuss what about the Constitution has been violated and how they want to correct those things, but you seldom hear talk or even mention the Constitution.
Not often. Paul?
Yeah, it's not a trendy or popular, you know, or sexy thing to talk about anymore. But I agree, Alfred. I would sure like to see it brought back. You know, the Constitution, when we followed it closely, served us really well. And that period of the 1800s was an amazing period of growth. And we had good times and bad. And without hardly any government intervention in the economy, we did really well. You know, then in 1913, the Federal Reserve came along, the 17th Amendment that changed how senators came along. Mm-hmm. And since then, I think that we've had a steady decline in following the Constitution. Even to the point of the 1930s when FDR tried to stack the Supreme Court to get what he wanted because Congress wouldn't go along.
We're headed into a break. Alfred, did you have something else? You want to hang on?
Well, the two issues he brought up.
Okay, well, let's hang on till we come back from the break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It's Paul and Beth Ann. We want to know what your opinion is, what you want to hear tonight on the debate. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. the Trifecta for $40, and the Trifecta Plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, "George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next?" Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
Church, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We were visiting with Alfred before we went into that break, or as we were going into that break. Alfred, you said you had a couple more points you wanted to bring up.
Well, the 2 points about the Constitution your guest mentioned, they passed the Federal Reserve Act, and they have put a debt money system in place that will ruin this country unless it's changed. And so that's something I think the people should discuss when they're campaigning.
It's not a popular one, though. You know, it's not a popular one, but that is one that Paul has on his list.
And then the other...
Go ahead, Alfred.
And the other issue I was going to mention, you said the 17th Amendment, that has made the selection of senators against the rules they originally had and used to be. They weren't voted on. They were selected by the states, so they represented the states equally. It made no difference what size the state, what their population was. Each one had the same 2 senators, equal representation. But they ruined that when they passed that 17th Amendment.
Yeah, that brought about career politicians. That's what that did, and that's where we're at right now. Paul, your turn. You address this.
Well, the 17th Amendment, the big changes there, what it did is it made the Senate races so expensive that the Wall Street folks, the big money companies, I think really control those elections because it takes so much money to get elected. And the other thing, as Alfred alluded to, is that it tremendously diluted and diminished states' rights and states' influence. When you had two elected state senators go to Washington, they went there with the purpose of protecting their states' rights. And that is no longer the case and hasn't been now for almost 100 years. So it fundamentally changed the way Washington worked and set the stage for this phenomenal growth we've had in the federal government and reduced roles for the state governments. And my personal opinion is we were better off in the earlier system.
I believe we were too. And then Federal Reserve, you were getting ready to say something about that before we...
Well, we need a couple hours for that topic.
But it's on your list. He wants it audited.
So but the Federal Reserve is meeting right now to decide if they should raise interest rates. And their target rate right now is from 0 to 0.25%. And so the question is, should they raise that? And the Federal Reserve has painted themselves into a corner, which is having a dramatic effect on the economies of the world, both because of this low interest rate. Go ahead, Alfred.
They have that power and control of money that we the people are supposed to have. So like I brought the subject up, that's the issues I would like for campaigners to talk about, but they don't do it.
I appreciate it, Alfred. We're going to move on to Steve from Illinois. Steve? How are you today?
Good morning. You know, last night I happened to catch an interview with Ben Carlson, and he hit it right on the head. Our biggest problem is debt. And Trump, I also think, believes this. You know, if we reach a point where no one wants to own our debt and they start dumping it in the streets, our interest rates are going to spike. We're going to go through the 1970s all over again. And we're going to reach a point because our entitlements are tied to rates, the interest or the inflation rate, as well as all of our government financing for the last 20 years has been short term trying to get the best interest rate. We're going to end up having a vicious cycle that cannot be controlled, and we're going to have multi-trillion dollar annual deficits. There's no way we could avoid it.
Well, Steve, you bring up some really good points. And if the interest rate went up to what the market really would have it today without influence from the Federal Reserve and other central banks, our federal government could not pay just the interest on their debt.
You know, you go back in the late 70s, early 80s, we had interest rates for borrowers actually peak at about 18%. You know, back then I was in college. My mom was a realtor. And I remember after that peak had occurred, I came home from school one day, and she was just elated that for the first time in a couple of years, someone could actually borrow money at 12% interest. So for a home buyer, they were only paying 1% a month interest, which is, you know, looking at this today, that's nuts. But, you know, if the interest rates go out of control, our country is finished.
Well, the word we haven't used yet that I think is absolutely appropriate is that the Federal Reserve and the federal government policies have created a bubble. And, sure. And it's I think we really are in danger zone on the world financial markets. And I mentioned earlier, the Federal Reserve has painted themselves in a corner because they're using QE, quantitative easing, meaning they're injecting $40 billion a month into the economy. They have these interest rates at a rate that has never been this low in the history of our country. And they have not raised rates since June of 2006.
Yeah.
We have never been in this situation in the history of our country. So, and nobody on the stage is talking about that.
Yeah, and, you know, at best, you know, they're talking about maybe a quarter point hike at some point. Given what has happened with China, I honestly don't think they can do it right away.
I don't think they will. But at some point, that has to change. And, you know, it's been a long term now. But for those folks who are retired and were intending to have interest on bonds being part of their retirement, they have taken a huge hit.
Financing the recovery.
That's right.
Yeah, the recovery that didn't happen.
So. Yeah. So I appreciate your time.
All right.
Thanks, Steve. Great topic.
Bye-bye.
I just had someone on Facebook said they wanted to hear him talk about the 10,000 refugees. Where will we, you know, how are we going to put up with that? And it's going to be more than that. You know, that's something that's of great concern right now. Not because we're not a generous and a humane nation, but because, at least with me, I don't believe that they're all refugees, and I believe that we're being invaded by those who want to kill us. And so I think that, you know, that is on the hearts of many people.
It's a tough question, and as Christians, Beth, you and I have a hard time grasping with how to, with, you know, just to say, no, we're not going to help someone who needs help is hard. But we have history here, and let's look back. When there were refugees from Vietnam, we brought in, 30 or 50,000 people and distributed them throughout the country. We welcomed them with open arms, and it was the right thing to do.
Uh-huh. I have family with that. I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In Central America, when we brought up refugees from countries that have had problems in the last 20, 30 years, we brought in many people and assimilated them into our homes and towns and families and brought them in with open arms. The big difference in this is that we are talking about bringing people where, from the heart of the world where terrorist activities are being brainwashed into these people, and we don't know who is a terrorist, who is a risk, and who is not. And well, I think that's the difference.
I know, too, with Vietnam, that it was when we pulled out and decided just let it go, then there was a group of people, the Hmong, that had been helping the United States, and they were going to be completely wiped out. And so the U.S. and France, and I'm not sure who else, took some of these refugees in. But the difference is these refugees weren't standing there, you know, days prior speaking death to America. And, you know, they're not the ones. They were the ones helping us. And, again, it was our fault. You know, it seems like it's always our fault, Paul. So we need to be humane. But this is a different situation. But why can't we make stipulations? Why can't, and somebody really scolded me about this, but why can't we just say we're going to take children 10 years and younger, or the women and the children? You know, I don't know. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410. And Paul and Beth Ann will be right back.
Girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support
support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99. Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, anyway, I was saying I got scolded. Somebody was chatting on Facebook, and I made that suggestion, and it was kind of out of. I knew that wasn't going to happen. Not realistic suggestion, but to bring in just children 10 years and younger. But the reason I said that is because these suicide bombers, they're using children, they're using women, and but if they're going to do this within us, this is a way for them to come in here. And there's no way we can screen 10,000 plus refugees, and there's a huge difference in this particular scenario and in the times in the past, like you said, Paul. We have another caller. We have Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. The four items I'd like to see them really get into would be, first of all, the Second Amendment. Strength of arms is very important with regard to protecting all of our other rights. That would include the total defunding of any monies to municipalities or states that have gun control laws, and the elimination of all gun control legislation from the Gun Control Act of 1968 to date. Secondly, property rights. Getting into Agenda 21 and now Agenda 30, and also the encroachment by BLM on people's property rights as well, including the dissolution of the public-private partnerships involved. Third, the complete defunding and denuturing of of this butcher's block that slaughtered millions of young babies before they're even born.
Planned Parenthood.
That's atrocious.
It is.
And fourth, with regard to our economy, the full initiation of tariffs, okay? All the countries use them. We should. It would bring our jobs back and put people back into jobs aside from flipping hamburgers or being a greeter at Walmart. Okay? Those are the four things I'd really like to see them get into and come up with some, you know, no one has all the answers, but if you initiate the will to find alternatives, solutions to problems, that can be done. I've done it all my life, and so have you, Beth. okay, and other people that we know.
You know, they tend to, and I think Paul will agree with this, they tend to talk about the Band-Aids instead of the real problem. And that's why I don't want to hear, I didn't want to hear about women's rights. I don't want to hear about minimum wage. I don't want to hear the phrase the government can, and I don't really want to hear him talk about health care. They've kind of blown that one already.
If my Uncle Mike was alive, he'd say, you know, forget the peas and carrots. We want the mashed potatoes, the gravy, and we want the T-bone steak.
And then the other can be fixed. That's my opinion.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Paul?
Well, I think I agree with what both Trace and you have said, but I think we also have a fundamental basics that I'd like to hear some of them speak to, and Ben Carson has spoke to this a little bit, and that is based on culture. You know, since the 1960s, we started this war on poverty, which has created more poverty.
Yes, it has.
And created a lot more dependence. We need to go back to that fish story that if you give a man a fish, you know, you create dependence. And if you teach him to fish, then he can take care of himself. We need that type of attitude from our leaders to turn around this tendency to create so much dependency. And Trace, it's not just the folks on welfare. We're talking about corporate welfare.
The
dependency is huge.
Yeah, getting to what you said about, you know, getting people to, you know, to be independent rather than being dependent, tariffs would put the industrial complex in a position of now you've got to step up to the bar, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, you've got to come through it. It's not just your Mercedes-Benz. You know, we've got a person driving around in a 22-year-old vehicle, and they're patching it up every week so they can go back and forth to a job that's paying minimum wage. Okay? We want to get away from that. And I think the tariffs would be the reality check. Because also when we did have tariffs in place, our taxes on individuals, either sales tax or income taxes, were far less than they are now. Mm-hmm. Because we weren't taking, when we permit this to happen, we actually steal from ourselves.
Yes, we do.
And people say, oh, well, we have to pay taxes, or we'll give people more money on a minimum wage, and then they can pay their taxes. When I hear that, I say, you know, what planet are you from? excuse me? You know, I mean, I look around up here, they have jobs going, and by the time you pay the taxes on it, it doesn't even reimburse you for the fuel that you need to get back and forth to the job.
Okay? And again, those are, go ahead, Paul.
Go ahead. Well, you and I both have put balanced budget in one of our callers to talk about that. But, you know, just to this week, there was a report that came out that said the average American taxpayer now pays $19,000 a year in taxes.
Wow.
How can you do that on minimum wage?
You can't.
You can't.
And, you know, that goes back to that minimum wage story that I had last year and I can't remember. I think it was in Pennsylvania. I'm not for sure, but it was I don't remember her title, but it'd be equivalent to like an alderman that we have here in my area.
Yeah,
but
it was probably either a county commissioner or we call them township stupidvisors. Okay.
She was commenting because she was all for, and we're about to run out of time, all for minimum wage, and this was talking about the restaurants and, you know, the waiters and waitresses and what it was going to do to that industry. And she says, well, you just don't understand. Most of their money's going to taxes. They need more money. And I'm thinking, bingo, why don't you lower the taxes or do away with the taxes, and then they'll have more money. But when they give those people a raise, the taxes get raised, too.
Obviously, that person, the lights were on, but no one was home.
Let
me let you go.
All right, Therese, thank you so much. Paul, we've got about a minute and a half. Let's close her out.
All right. Well, first of all, I should have mentioned this earlier, but, you know, this is Constitution Week and the anniversary week for the U.S. Constitution. And in honor of that, we have a coupon at Hamby Dairy Supply for $17.87 off your next order of $50 or more. And the coupon code is 1787. So if people want to just go to our website, hambydairysupply.com, you can enter that code, 1787, and get a $17.87 discount on your order over $50.
And that is HambyDairySupply.com. That's HambyDairySupply.com. Or you can give them a call at 1-800-306-1787. 1-800-306-8937. That's 1-800-306-8937. So what do you do when you sit down and watch the debates, Paul?
Well, in the last debate, my kids were there, and we discussed the topic.
I remember that.
I'm going to be at a cross-country meet this evening, so I'm going to record it and then watch it later. So, but I well, do as you. I take notes, and I keep track of, you know, who's avoiding the question and who is bringing up these topics that you and I and some great calls we had today. Thank you so much for the calls.
Oh, absolutely. And what another thing I don't want to see is I don't want to see them arguing amongst themselves over petty things like like the gender issue that they keep bringing up. We're out of time, Paul. Thank you so much. Remember, he's giving you a discount today at this week, or is it all month?
It's all week.
All week.
Till Sunday.
Yes. Visit HambyDairySupply.com. That's HambyDairySupply.com. It's been a great show. We're looking forward to the debate tonight, and I'll be back with you tomorrow to discuss parts of that, plus a little history lesson tomorrow. And we will bring America home.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.